If you are looking for a true hidden gem in downtown Prague, and when I say hidden gem, I mean an amazing rooftop, you're at the right place.
Janek Rubesch is the face of Honest Guide, while Hansa Mikulka does the camera and all the other technical stuff. Their videos highlighting great spots to see in Prague and warning visitors of scams to avoid are huge, and their YouTube channel has over 435,000 subscribers. Now they've produced the book Honest Guide Prague, with illustrations by Eliška Podzimková, text by Rubesch, and photos by Mikulka. I discussed the unorthodox guidebook with the two guys outside their second home, the pub Lokal u Bile Kuželky, and I first asked Mikulka what had inspired the publication.
We've been always kind of thinking that we can make the book because we've been doing videos for quite some time, but we figured like we can never touch them, and we felt like it would be nice to have something in our hands which would be actually useful, even not only for tourists but also for us, because I think that mostly we made the book for ourselves. It's the same with the videos, so we don't really think about what people need, but we're always thinking like, what do we like? And that's how we kind of get the idea that we could make a book that would make us happy.
And Janek, do you use guidebooks? When I was coming here, I was thinking, I have guidebooks, but they're all kind of gathering dust. And the last time I brought one somewhere was some years ago.
I don't think I've ever used a guidebook, as in a guidebook. So if we're speaking of Lonely Planets and stuff like that, I can imagine using some other kind of book, maybe some architectural tips that I just used with my friend when we traveled through Portugal or when we traveled to New York. So that's something we did with our book. It's not really a guidebook in a way, but it's more of like places we like. There's no addresses, there's no locations. It doesn't really tell you how to get there or which tram to use, the opening hours. It's just 50 places we like, and it's sort of like, hey, look, here's my personal story from my life, and here's a nice picture about it.
We're at one of the places in the book, the pub Lokal u Bile Kuželky. Why did you include this place in the book, Hansa?
We call this place sort of the second home. It's our base camp. This is a place for us which has some uniqueness to it because it's right next to the Charles Bridge, which is the main tourist path. Every tourist go there and they never turn the path. And right here, right next to the bridge, is actually a great local pub where you can meet friends. You can meet people that you normally meet maybe in the office or in the streets of Prague. I don't even remember when we discovered that. It was like 2011, and we just kind of fell in love with it. And also, they have the best beer in Prague. And I know that that's a really hard saying, that a lot of people think that their pubs have the best beer, but I'm pretty sure this is the place.
I think some people know that this is your favorite place. You've written about it, you've spoken about it. Do people come here expecting to meet you guys, Janek?
I think almost every day. And they're quite happy when they meet us. And some people are actually shocked when they see us, either here or on the street. They're like, what are you doing here? And our reply is always, well, we live in the city and we visit the places we recommend. It's not that we recommend places we don't go to. We actually visit 99% of the places we show in the videos or in the book.
One of the places that's included in the book, well, it's not actually a place, it's an idea, and that is Empty Prague. Tell us, how does one experience Empty Prague, Janek?
Well, you do this. You hop on a time machine and you go back 30 years in time. Or there's another device you can use, which is an alarm clock, and you set it to an early hour. It doesn't need to be that early. Actually, even still 8 o'clock will get you a relatively empty Charles Bridge and Old Town Square. And I'm describing it in the book as a totally different city, because the city is struggling with mass tourism that has turned it into something totally different other than the Prague I remember as a kid. So if you actually want to see the streets, see the buildings, see the architecture, see everything, you better wake up early.
I was amused by one thing in the book, and that is that you guys warn people that if they go to certain old school pubs like Ujelinku, that they may get a kind of frosty reception. Do you have any tips, Janek, on how people should behave when they go to these places, if they're not to be thrown out or whatever?
Behave like yourself. I guess you shouldn't behave differently, but, you know, expect that you may get some looks and you may get kicked out or you may not get served. I don't think you should really adjust yourself. Just be normal. And I think if you're going to be normal and you fit in, then that's the right place for you.
And do you like these places, Hansa, where there could be a kind of negative reaction?
Those places have their its unique atmosphere. I always say that if you come with a smile, then you will probably be fine. Because most of the people, they act natural with people who are positive. If you go and be grumpy, then yeah, you will probably get a looks. If you know, you complain about everything, something like, hey, this glass is kind of dirty. The truth is the glass will be dirty. It's part of the aura of the place. So the best thing to do is really just to put some things aside and try to enjoy the way it is.
It's fair to say that even us will have sometimes very hard time to order beer in some of these places. The first time I went to Uzlatého Tigra, it took some time to eventually get a beer. And I think Ujelinku, it took like 5 or 7 visits before I was eventually served a glass of beer.
And Janek, you say in the book that you were thrown out of the pub Učerného Vola. Is that actually true?
Well, what I did is I ordered a beer that is called a schnitt, which is a type of beer they serve at locales. And the guy was really, really mad at me. He said, if you want schnitt, go to the local, you idiot. And so he really was not happy with me. So I finished that beer he gave me. He gave me a regular beer, something totally different. And then I just left.
And a schnitt is a kind of frothy beer with extra head, is that right?
The very short definition is that it's a small beer in a large glass because, you know, a man would never order a small beer. That's girly stuff. So that's why you order a schnitt.
One thing also you include in the book is a paternoster. And there's one at Czech Radio, and every time I show it to people, they love it, people who don't know them, visitors. Is there anything in Prague that if you show people, they are guaranteed to go, wow, something that always impresses visitors?
I think people are very often amazed by the architecture. We have a tip when we always say, always look up. Some people, some tourists, forget that quite often. And if we remind them, then they usually go like, oh, wow, I've never noticed that. And that's not only for the tourists, but it's also a great tip for locals. This is a good example. This building we're sitting next to, we've been sitting here with Janek for about, 4 years. And once we looked up and we saw something completely, what we missed the whole time, and we were like, this can't be true. So that's one thing you can do everywhere, I guess. It's right there.
The white pin.
Yeah.
It's called By the White Pin. It's the pop is called By the White Pin, and we never noticed it. It's there in the corner.
But also one reason to look up in Prague is because at street level, so many places are ugly. And then, yeah, from that level up, from like 3 meters up, it's something else entirely.
It's not really that they would be necessarily ugly. That's a difference of taste. But they're same as in any other city around the world. So if you would cover everything from 3 meters above, you wouldn't be able to tell if you're in Paris, Prague, Dubrovnik, London. They're all exactly the same. That's why we're saying enjoy empty Prague, because all these places are closed and suddenly you can see the difference and you're not being distracted by the clutter that is on the bottom level of the street.
As in your other work, in the book you warn people about scamming and you give them advice on how to avoid scams. Is being scammed such a common experience for visitors to Prague, Hansa?
We actually get emails or Facebook messages all the time about people who are even watching our videos, but maybe missed a couple of them, and they still got tricked into something. The problem with these scammers are that they're really good at tricking people and they're always developing new ways how to do that. Sometimes even like here, we sit in a pub and there comes a guy who we see that he got scammed. I think it's still a big issue. I think some people are aware of it, but there's definitely, even if one people gets scammed, that's a bad thing. And he'll remember that for such a long time, and no matter how he enjoys the place, this will be like number one thing that he will remember. And if someone asks him, hey, how was Prague? Oh yeah, they scammed me, and yeah, maybe I saw some bridge or whatever.
Janek, you travel quite a lot. Do you think the level of scamming is higher here, or is it just comparable to other big cities, say in Europe?
I can't really tell, but I do know, I would say 95% of the scams that happen in Prague, but I quite often look out for them in other cities. I was just in Lisbon, and I could see the same scams happening in Lisbon as happened in Prague, for example, with the ATMs or with extremely, and when I say extremely, I mean like 10 times more overpriced stores. So I guess it happens to any city that has mass tourism: Paris, Lisbon, Barcelona, Venice.
I realized from reading your book that there were several places that I didn't know in it and probably should know, for example, Café Tausig, Česká Várna. I presume you guys must know pretty much everywhere in Prague.
We absolutely do not. We discover new places almost every day. If you read the book very carefully, you will find out that we're both from the left side of the river, from the area around Andělen Újezd and Malá Strana. So that's where we suggest people to go most of the time. So I think we should move to Žižkov and to Vinohrady and to Nusle to discover more and more places. But Prague has so much more to offer than the two of us know.
Is there any part of you that doesn't want to mention places, for example, in your book or in your videos, for fear that more people would go to them and then they would lose this magic thing that made them so attractive in the first place, Hansa?
I remember we were struggling with one bar that we will never show it, and now it's in the book, the chili bar. They have amazing chili shots. You can't order two, you have to order at least three, which you know, means a good night ahead of you. We've also promised ourselves that we will probably never tell about the cantina, the cafeteria on Prague Castle, and we did. We have that in the book as well. So I'm not sure. I've always thought that we would keep some things secret, but I think maybe I came to a realization that it's much better to share the good places, because if more people can share the good place, it means that the place can stay there, they can pay their rent.
My answer always is, let's not hide the good places, let's turn the bad places into good places. And there are still in city center, there's 90% bad tourist places, so I think we should convince the bad places that they can also be nice places that will be welcoming not only to tourists but also to locals. Because as of right now, there are more places in city center where Czechs and people from Prague are not allowed and sometimes literally kicked out from the front door, which is just something I cannot really live with.
Why are they kicked out? I've never seen this.
Well, it happened to me quite sometimes. One time is mentioned in the book in the restaurant nearby, which is called Kampa Park, where I just asked if I can have a beer with the view, even though the beer was around 200 crowns. I wanted to enjoy it. And they said, no, it's all reservations and it's only for food. You can sit in the corner here. And I don't want to live in a city where you can't even go into a place just because you're Czech, because they know my wallet is not as thick as the foreigner's wallet.